This message is the property of H. David Edwards and Elam Bible Institute, and presented free of charge for private use only. Permission to use this message publicly may be requested by contacting Elam Bible Institute at 7245 College Street, Lima, New York, 14485.
Moving one more than the other, and I thought I would read one in total. cows in the basement of the laundry, so we had lots of milk and milk desserts. In winter, we ice skated on the pond and back, and we skied down the road leading to the side street. Physics and chemistry and boys training was in the basement of the college hall. Some of that still goes on there. Art, religion, and Latin in college hall, and assembly, typing, business course in the main building, the laundry, where the social rooms are now. I missed the old bell that told off the changes in our schedule. There was always a piano in the dining room and a hymn sung before each meal and a short prayer. We had Wednesday night prayer meeting and had to attend two services on Sunday and went to any church in the village. After supper, if we had a date, we were allowed to walk up and back on the veranda of the main building under supervision.
Advertisements about the testimony for those being healed, and before long,
hundreds of folks were healed of every kind of illness. The healing is only dependent upon who came. That sound like the New Testament? All came were healed. The healing is only dependent upon those who came. We ran the campaign every day in the afternoon, 7 days a week for 2 months. I actually became accustomed to having hearts renewed. Spiritually, also, of course, hundreds of being saved. TB was healed, asthma, every kind of cancer, every kind of arthritis, eyes opened, ears instantly opened, 3 dead mutes were instantly healed, every kind of back disorder, every kind of skin disease, and this is the times. And the list just goes on. But once those Catholics received their healing or their demon cast out, they just didn't come back. So we shut the campaign down maybe 2 times a week, and have taken the campaign to every block and street. First, we have followed up those who were healed, and have started Bible studies in their homes with the advice that they invite their neighbors. Now, we have one Bible study of 45 to 50, another of 30, and many from 10 to 20 folks attending. Now in these Bible studies, the same miracles are continuing. There is no difference. Our healing rate in the Bible studies is about 90%. It is just awesome. The larger Bible studies have to be held outside in the street because of the crowd. And this is to our advantage, because when the healing time starts, everyone comes running. It is exciting. Because of the tremendous results we have had, even my church people have started to respond to my discipling, and they are now attempting the same things with the same results. Last year, we couldn't beg people to let us come to their house for a Bible study. Now they are begging us. Last Thursday, a British and an Australian who have managed Filipino language invited me to their home to talk about God. They have friends who were healed in the campaign. Well, we talked at length about God and prayer and salvation, but since we went against their Catholic doctrines, they didn't pay too much attention to us. They had asked us there because they were old, almost 70 years each, and didn't need healings. However, just before we were about to go, we offered a prayer for their illnesses. The British man immediately dropped to his knees and took a Catholic style, and was going to have a mass, I think. I told him that we didn't need to pray for healings, just use the Bible, according to 1 Peter 2:24. After reading that verse to him, I showed him that the healing section of the verse was past tense, and that all we had to do was to claim it and to command the illness to flee. It had been there just minutes before, and the doctors all began to check her. Sure enough, that huge tumor had just vanished before their eyes. Oh, the mighty power of God. One woman came to the campaign covered from head to foot with the worst case of fungus I had ever seen. And having had it myself, I knew we had to do this with her. After the prayer of faith, the fungus instantly died, and she had all new skin in just a few days. Another man with a slipped disc in his back, of which two doctors advised surgery, came for healing, and everything was restored. Another man with twisted ribs from an accident came and they were sent back into place with the unseen hand of God. The doctors had advised surgery. Another woman with an S-curved spine was instantly healed. The list just goes on into the hundreds, and the list grows every day. Today I prayed for about 30 people in the Bible studies, and almost all were healed from deafness to heart disease to stigmas of the eye. Two women were healed of advanced ulcers, which they had had for more than 20 years each. But because of the miracles, the revival is rolling, with many being saved and discipled every day. These Catholics need so much work. After the healing, let me have their attention. Next, we lead them into full standing in our church so that we can continue to disciple them. This process takes months, however. This week, we're just going to do as they did in the New Testament, and go into the streets and meet the people where they are, and after telling them about the gospel, we will heal their sick. After which, we will set up a house fellowship center in order to reach their neighbors. We are excited about this, since it will be a way to reach areas around our church that up till now have not been reached. I will let you later and tell you the fantastic results. So many things are happening that one week almost puts you into the ancient past. One of our three Methodist pastors, he's open to healing, but most of my companions are not so sure about this. They don't know about healing either. Who is in the next city, came for a visit and also came to me for healing because he had a deaf right ear. It was completely healed. So he returned to his church and met another woman who had been to the campaign but had not received all of her healing. She was poor and could not return to the veil, so this pastor said he would pray for her instead of me. She was instantly healed and several of her friends were also. The next day, one of these friends was doing her wash by hand at the pump, to the surprise of all of her neighbors, because it is very hard work. One of the neighbors asked her how she could do this in her condition, and she said Jesus had healed her. Where is Jesus? Asked the woman. And the other woman said, I'll take you to him. Thus she took her to our pastor, and he led her to Christ, I think. Anyway, by now because that incident, has built a big Bible study there with many members in the last 10 days or so. Another of our pastors lost his deaf, mute son to me, and he was instantly healed. Plus, the pastor had his right eye healed and was very effective. Now, he is conducting healing sessions in his own church. The thing that is surprising to me is not the healing, since we come from a Pentecostal church, but the 85 to 90% ratio. Now, we have learned that a person only receives a part of his faith. But everyone has faith. Thus, if he has 35% faith, he receives a 35% miracle the first time. After this, we follow them up with prayer until they're strong enough spiritually to get the rest in that game. We prayed for one woman every day for 1 month until she was completely healed of her breast cancer. But here in the Bible studies, most get 100% miracles the first time. Few need the follow-up series. But they have proven to me that they who seek shall find. And all that do not give up but continue to seek the Lord for their healings, this time. I mean
Anyone to see something like this? Think God is as real here as he is there? This Holy Spirit is as much available to us in the valley over here as it is for Fred Adams in the Philippines. His grace and his power of God can do everything. Amen. Let's open our hearts to him in prayer. Particularly if you were in need of healing this morning, turn to a brother or sister near you and ask them to join you in faith. Amen. Would you do that? Jesus came in the power of the Spirit, preaching and teaching and healing the sick and casting out the devils, all manner of sickness, and all that came and touched him were healed.
Hallelujah.
And we ask you, our Father, that we might not only preach and teach, but that also your kingdom might be manifested amongst us in healing and casting out the demons. We ask you that all this might come to us as the members of your body, as brothers and sisters, Lord, in need of the touch of your healing power. We ask you that we might know it. We magnify your name, Mr. Golden, who we've been able to share this morning. We thank you for what you have done through Fred Adams and in him in the Philippines. We thank you that there the gospel is being preached in power. And we ask you that here it might be preached in the same way. And our vision, stretch our minds and enable us to lay hold upon you. For those of our brothers and sisters who need you, and those who do not know you, our Father, that we might be able to say to them, the kingdom of God has come amongst you. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.